Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
Down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes!
Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to the grandiose setting of Elland Road, Leeds. This is Achtung Millwall. My name is Nick Hart, and as you can hear behind me, we have about 900 Millwall fans in fine fettle after a day's recreational substance abuse, drink abuse, abuse of Leeds fans. We've already run through the repertoire of standards that you get. It's like, you expect there to be Jimmy Savile, fucks you around. You expect there to be, you let your country down. You expect there to be, you left your mates to die. These are all standard numbers in the Millwall songbook. We're waiting the interest of the two teams, the listeners.
Beautiful sunny day here in Yorkshire. Huge stand up as in the away side. We've kind of got the seating sanitised area in front of us. Right side us, to the left of us, to the right of us. Sanitised areas everywhere. There's sniffer dogs, police, stewards. Looking for the visit of a small club from South East London. But there we are. Leeds, of course, come into the veins fixture by flying third place. They've had a good season so far. Millwall 20th by contrast. Rather a mixed season. I keep getting bombarded with magazines and websites asking me for my assessment of the season so far. And all I keep saying is mixed, which I'm not sure is a real answer, is it? Mixed. None of the politicians aren't from neutral. It's despite the result of people in what proud back up. I believe you for him, business. Card display, the big stage. The lead says in white, blue and yellow. Here come the two teams, as you would have gathered. Ryan's wearing all dark blue today, like Leeds in their familiar all white, introduced by Don Revy in the 60s. It was an imitation of Real Madrid, which is why they're champions of Europe, of course. I've always wondered how easy it'd be to organise a big card display with them. Get everyone to do the same thing at the same time, to order. I think they'd be struggling, They do it here, believe, it says, believe. Ben Marshall, James Meredith, Ben Thompson returns to the top side. Expense, obviously, of Shane Ferguson, suspended after that silly foul, late in real time, regular time. David Martin continues in goal today. See the Premier League, I think. Russ, survival. We've got 9 games to go, including this one. tough one here today, though. It's a big club, big stadium. You get a sense of the size of his country. You go, well, I remember going to Tottenham in the Cup a few years ago. Whereas at Millwall, you get to know the same faces, the same people. Here it's, you know, it's a large number of people. I don't know what crowds in here today. 30,000, I would imagine. Looking at the size of it at the moment. Expensive day out there, listeners. This is our ticket, £39, nearly £40. Rail ticket, £70, £80, £90. Take your pick. I drove up, decided to go up the A1 rather than pay those prices. Be attacking the Don Murphy stand in the first half. There's another standard. That's the Shirley Bassey standard. It's my life, is it? I am where I am. Game's underway. Pooch forward there by Alex Pierce in defence. Attack for the Lions down the right side. This is Wallace. Ball into the middle, taken turn by Ben Marshall. Who's there? Speaking to the music. Ben Newhouse referred to the Lions. It was vibrant. Vibrant. When it comes to Ellen Road. Vibrant still be a word you reserve for the Nottingham Carnival. Anyway, I'm not sure that that's a word that most Mill fans would associate with themselves. With all of its connotations. As the ball breaks down in midfield. This is Ben Thompson on the right. Ball into the middle to lose Gregory, that's hoof clear by the Leeds United defence.
And you know you will go run, 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 and you know you will go run.
Little move forward for Leeds here. Oh, nine's offside, he's offside. Through this, first real move forward by Leeds coming down the right, offside in the event. Managed, of course, by the odd board, Marcelo Bielsa, of course. A strange TV interview with him the other day, I don't know if anyone saw it, where he kind of harangued the questioner and asked him what he thought of the game rather than what the questioner, the BBC questioner, thought of Marcelo thought of the game. Rather eccentric. Obviously, also the master of the spreadsheet. Steve Morrison doesn't think much to his methods. He's got this kind of professorial image. A free kick for nine. 3 minutes on the halfway line. Scarves on side outside as they're driving past the hawkers and vendors in Ellen Road outside with scarves with Bielsa on. It's a kind of a cult of personality. You look a bit like Morocco Mole. Anyone from the 70s will remember Secret School and Morocco Mole. The way the minted image had him was, I think, reminiscent of Morocco Mole. And that isn't the compliment. And the forwards for Martin finds Marshall on the break inside, shot on target. Jed Wallace, sorry. Armed round by the right side. 4 minutes. To the right side post, armed round by the goalkeeper. To the right side corner. Stadium got 6-5. Here it comes, it's deep towards Jake Cooper's bubbling up and around. Still in the mix, and Leeds will bring it away. Too far for him. No, he gets it back into the middle. There's Ben Johnson! One down the wall! Jack Mills! Crossing the right, and runs from cross by Ben Johnson! One down the wall! of a hit, found Marlon on the right side, he's pulled back in the middle, he's headed home by number 8, Ben Thompson. 1-0. We're waiting for the replay, just to see it again. Some method, who knows how this is going to finish today, dear listeners, but or some mystique, we seem to get under Leeds' skin, don't we? As a club, as a support. Why is that? I don't know. The aspirations to be the big-time players get so wound up over a little more, I don't know. No replay of that goal. Last season's game, things that epic that day. That word again, epic. I keep using it. Epicurean. 4-3 win after going 2-0 up, throwing away 2-0 lead. 3-2 behind, and then Jed's last minute winner, 94 minutes I think it was. One of the great games and great Millwall performances of recent years. 12 minutes gone here, we're leading at 1-0 though. Ryan Leonard speaking to News of Den says we're going to give it everything we've got. Churchillian type speech from the News of Den website. And give nothing on each. I think his words were. I don't have them to hand, so I could be misquoted. There's something about all that. It was a Churchillian style 1940s speech. Chance to get the ball back in by Leeds. Nice 1-2. That's the corner. Left side corner for Leeds. Situation to defend here for Millwall. It comes, it's in the middle, it's palmed away by Martin after an awful last minute chance conceded against Brighton, and we wonder how his confidence is. Seemed to be a little bit half hearted when he went for that. That's over his head, that's going to go for a throwing ball. 10's got what looks at this distance, number 10 for me, he's got what looks like a flock of seagulls type haircut. Maybe not quite as avant-garde as the flock of seagulls on, but it's coming from that direction. If you're one of his mates, you'd tell him not to have had it done. I don't like that song. Do you like that song? A couple of dodgy haircuts out there. There's one bloke that's got like a beehive. Old 60s beehive. I remember my mum had a beehive done there at Alan's hairdressers on the motto. He was kind of crimper to the estate. And she came back one day with a beehive like the 18's got for Leeds. 23. Excuse me. They've done Leeds down our right. It's straight into the end defence. Seen enough of that incident. The 18 would fly over on the far side, away from my field of view. Looks like it was a clumsy challenge from behind. Crowd appealed for penalty, the referee's given it. One little G up Dave Martin. Chance for Leeds to get back in the game now. Two steps.
Save! They might save it! Oh, my Gideon! Off the floor on the far right side. Taken to the left. Taken to the right of his shot. Marcy got a hand to it away. Would you, Adam, believe it, dear listeners?
Dramatic opening 20 minutes. That's a go. That was a great penalty save, dear listeners. Wow. Well, if there's any question marks about his confidence, I think he's answered it there, dear listeners. Well done, Dave Martin. Halfway through the first half, it's been a brilliant start for Lions. Obviously going that goal up from Thompson and then the penalty save. It's been a fantastic opening quarter of the game. Well worth the trip up.
their left. Here they come, dangerous little chance to cross the ball, it's into the centre, it's through. Beautiful save there as a striker's field goal. Shot from the edge of the penalty of Martin, another goal saving save there by David Martin. They weave the ball through nicely through the defence. Martin is down low for that shot. Nice work, David Martin. Leeds on the break now down the middle. The Mayan takes some turns and it will be cleared by Alex Pearce. Nicely done. A little moment there, a little more dangerous than it turned out to be. Back in possession again. Within 33 minutes. That move breaks down. And the Lions bring away quite neatly, actually. Here's Jed on the counter punch. Going through. Trying to find Tony Cliff. Dispossessed. Leeds chance of pressure. It's been an end-to-end game. They're coming down our right, ball back into the middle. That's one more. A bit vulnerable, never attack down their flanks. That's a shot taken by David Martin. 37 minutes down low. Leeds on the attack. Coming down our left. Ball into the middle. Close range chance there. Wide. Into the corner. Ball in from the left side into the near post. Touched behind by the middle defence. The corner. 39 minutes. Rattling minutes to get through to half time, regroup. We've done very well. Shame we've conceded the equaliser, of course. But we've got to get through to half time at one. We deserve no less. We have been pushed back a little bit as the half's worn on, though, unfortunately. Here they come again down our right, ball back across the middle. That's headed back into the mix by our defence there. And Leeds retain possession. Shot over the bar. That was almost comic cuts time there. Way over the bar in the event. 40 minutes. Here come the Lions on the left. Almost a Johan Cruyff style backfielder. There's a lot of mime conversations going on around here. Worthy of Marcel Marceau, the Lindsay Kemp studio. Perhaps even Bowie in his late 60s phase. He went for a bit of mime on stage, didn't he? There's a lot going on around here. Most of it phallic based mime. Some of the Leeds fans, and the same back in all fairness. They seem more obsessed with genitalia coming out of your foreheads than our boys. There's half time, one each. Good performance by the Lions. Leeds increasingly come back into it as the half wore along. After the dramatics of the opening goal and then the penalty save. Is it even one each at half time?
You're listening to Achten. Millwall.
Both sides returning for the second half. After a rendition of Marching On Together, All Leeds Aren't We, apparently is the chorus line of that song. We used to have a cartoon series, I seem to remember a cartoon series in the 70s with Don Revy. And the Leeds players depicted in cartoon form. I wonder what show that was. Did they have their own programme? Could anyone enlighten me? There used to be a children's tea time type show. I'm sure it featured Leeds United. I remember stars, like, you know, as in 5-point stars circling around Leeds, and there was a kind of cartoon Don Revy and Billy Bremner. Going back a long way back there, and people may or may not know what the damnation I'm talking about. I'm going back to the ITV days of Yorkshire Television and Anglia and Southern TV, Channel Islands TV, all that kind of thing. Now, I really will be losing the modern generation chit chat like that. Anyway, second half is underway. Leeds is attacking the Don Revy stand. Mill will be attacking the end, favoured by the Mill supporters sort of side. Substitutions for Lance, second half. Short goalkeeper. I was just being insulted by one of the disabled fans. Pointed at me. Bit of a captive audience with this, so you can't really give it back, can you? Honour dictates otherwise. See if Bielsa's famed research and spying techniques honed in the Argentine dirty war of the early 70s will unpick our defence in the second half. Steve Morrison didn't think too much of it. They come down the left, the ball overlap, there's a three, ball into the post, that's gone for a corner, left sided corner, away down at the far end. All its branch of military intelligence he's working for, Bielsa, naval intelligence, army intelligence possibly, in his native Argentina. Here comes the ball from the left, over the heads of everybody. Leeds on the break on the right. 52.5 minutes. This is the 19th from the edge of the middle penalty area. What will he do? He's checked. Take the shot. Shot left. Wide. A heart stopping moment, as you would have told from my depiction there. Scarves up in his box. Let's start again. You agree being challenged there by the 23 wings. That little battle. Once again, some mind going in. We've got David Bowie walking to a solid wall routine at Hemsworth Odeon. Trying to obstruct, invisible obstruction. That kind of mind is going on all around me. Nice cut out by Marlon Romeo. Right, 53rd minute. A nice little run by Marlon. Feeds Jed Wallace. Great forwards. This is Ben Marshall. What can he do? Checks. Penalty. Penalty for the wall. He seemed to check on mine. I thought he slipped. He must have been clipped. Lions win a penalty. 54 minutes. Ben Marshall. Here we go. 2-1! Lions lead it! The objects throw at the new players there as they celebrate that goal. 2-1 Millwall. On the pitch, pick up objects. I've just been showering some Lucas A spots from behind us. Goes back underway after the drama. So we'll go, dear listeners. 58 minutes. They're checking side. Don't give them a chance to shoot. This should be a free kick. It is. Lions defender working well there. Half an hour to go, 60 minutes. Lions leading it 2-1, deservedly so. They've come out with all guns blazing the second half. But Leeds, you can expect them to come on to us again as they did in the first. offside. No, great tackle by Martin. You can hear the roar of appreciation as we took to 70 minutes. Throwing still for Leeds. On the left. They cross the ball in, they've got a bit of possession, they're trying to watch some space, they do that quite nicely. Ball's into the penalty area and still in play. 2-2. Sniffing for us, for the opponent, we're sniffing, the dogs are sniffing the floor. Pyrotechnics, or I suppose anything else they can find. Dove shower gel in my case, dear listeners. I think for a Dove shower gel. Leeds have looked dangerous whenever they got the ball out to the flanks and the ball in. It's been our Achilles heel this afternoon. Our strong suit has been this boy, Ben Thompson, on the ball now as he's coming down the right flank. The tackle, completed foul from Millwall. 73 minutes. This is Jack Cooper with a little run forwards. He's gambling run forwards. He's found Lee Gregor inside the box. There's a moment where he's almost made a kind of a Beckenbauer style run into the penalty area. So the two there, Ben Miles, he's going to draw a yellow for that, surely. There's a yellow. No worries at the red card. He's put the two down, made him ride around on the floor in agony, so it's one for the team, but I think, dear listeners, as Leeds are breaking out defence. Lots of pointing coming from the Leeds fans. Hence the hysterical laughter from behind me. There's video work going on down the front of me, the copper, the video camera. It's going to be 11 minutes of pressure now for the Lions to see this out if we can. It's flicked across. It's over the crossbar.
Come on! Stand up!
On the break now down the left. Into near penalty, a shot across the same move again down the left side. Shot across on the left into the central part, comes to a smooth moving pass. Into Leeds. They've been dangerous every single time they've come down that left flank. Dear listeners. Tom Elliott's coming, another repeat of last season. Be nice, wouldn't it? Ben Thompson comes out. Okay. Late further dice. Ball into the middle, there's Steve Morrison. And swims to the goalkeeper. Free kick on the halfway line. Millwall. He wants to put the ball into the mix, I would suggest. Elliott's forwards. Cooper's gone forward, Morrison's forward. 5 minutes over time. Chance for Morrison to punt it forward, here it comes. It's towards Morrison. He misses. O'Brien chases down. Going for a Leeds throw. He's punt forwards from Martin, finds Elliott. Ball's in the air, it won't run through to Gregory, it just didn't touch on the goalkeeper's output. It's been a full-on game, both teams have given everything. A crying shame that the Lions have not been able to scratch something out of this game, so I think we deserved it. We've shown some great play at times. We do look a little bit fragile defensively, but we've come to third place team in the table. And certainly taken a game to them, so there is measure of hope in the remaining eight. One last hoof forward from Millwall towards Tom Elliott. This is a great now for Aidan O'Brien, who miscontrols it. Elliott's through. Oh, he's blown the final whistle as Elliott was breaking through.
2. Great effort by Millwall. Applause from the Lions fans for the travelling. Here we are. B3 Millwall 2. We're back after these messages, dear listeners.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it's a drive home, Sunday morning nightmare for you, dear listeners. Got one or two things on Sunday, so I probably won't get much chance to record anything. So I thought I'd pick up on today's game as I trundle back along the A1. Another gutting result. That's two now in succession after the Brighton game, which was obviously FA Cup, so therefore less meaningful for our league season. But nevertheless, the amount of commitment that the team showed and the fact that defensive frailties, in that case, the first goal and then the Joe Martin, Dave Martin, mishap to concede the equaliser. But it kind of gave away a lot of really good hard work. And in a way, today's game is the same message for you, I'm afraid. Some really good stuff at times from Millwall today. People get very annoyed when I go online and do my little video bits for the TV that they ask me to do, and I say something like a fighting performance to be proud of because we've just got beat, and people pick me up on that, and I get why people would be frustrated to lose a game. I was frustrated on 1 hour into a 3 hour drive home. So, I get it. But nevertheless, it doesn't detract from the fact that there were some really good standout performances today. Let's start off with Dave Martin in goal. Some good saves in the first half. The penalty save was a real bonus. I mean, that was almost akin to scoring a goal, as you would have heard in the live stream of consciousness. And I thought he turned in a good performance. He does seem to have a little moments of, mishappery. I'm not sure that we've gained much with him in being first pick over Jordan Archer. I think the position of goalkeeper next season is going to have to be dealt with. Whether that's going to be an experienced goalkeeper coming in late in his career, whether we have, kids in the youth, I don't know. But that's certainly an area that's going to be pressing. I think Dave Martin is probably on balance better than Jordan Archer in goal. His overall game is more, inspires more confidence, but we can't hide from the fact that, he's dropped a couple. He was a bit patsy on one cross that came in, I remember, in the first half. And, he's a good goalkeeper, but he's not the best I've ever seen. So, Dave Martin, I think he's no long-term custodian of the position, so that's going to need to be looked at, hopefully, over the course of the Championship summer rather than the League One summer, as it looms ahead of us. Backline of defence, we've spoken a few times on the News at Den interview. Alex Pearce is a good performer today, really solid. I'd like to see him on a long-term basis. Let's hope that we can retain our league status. He's a Championship player, he's not a League One player. And let's hope that our league position means that we have a chance of retaining his services next season.
Jake Cooper too. I think he plays well with a decent player alongside him, Jake. And going forwards today, he was less of a threat. I mean, he'd always win headers, but unfortunately, we just didn't create enough from the set pieces today, where normally we would expect to have pay dirt, wouldn't we? James Meredith, Marlon Romeo. Marlon looks good going forward, doesn't look so good in defence. James Meredith gone completely off the boil, but I don't think I'm telling you anything you didn't know already on that front, dear listeners. Where I thought today's standout area was in midfield. That's Tunnicliffe, that was Ryan Leonard and Ben Thompson. There's a midfield that really performed well for us today. And, you know, the much maligned Sean Williams wasn't missed at all. So Ben Thompson, for me, scorer of the first goal, popped up on the end of a cross. Pace from Jed Wallace, persistence, decent cross, pace and persistence from Ben Thompson to pop up in the area. Heads us 1-0 head unexpectedly. And of course, all bets are off at that stage. Suddenly the arena is alive because Millwall are leading. And then obviously we follow it up with a penalty save. In the end, Leeds are a quality act. And I know that we get under their skin somewhat. And, you know, everyone is aware of the repertoire of songs that get on their nerves. So, but as the half wore on, increasingly, they were working the ball out to the flanks, coming in from the flanks, getting to that byline a lot, so it seemed to me. I was not having a great view of some parts of the pitch, but they seemed to exploit our weak areas on either, you know, right back and left back. So in the end, it's tough to keep on defending and defending and fending against a side that can do that to you. And so it turned out to be 1-1 at half-time. Did we deserve to be? It's probably about par. I think I'm looking as I'm driving home now. That's probably about a fair assessment of the game at half-time, one each. Second half, Leeds started okay, but then we won the penalty and we went 2-1 ahead. What we've not done well this season is retaining a lead. How many times, how many points have been lost from winning positions? There may be a league table somewhere of winning positions thrown away. We'll be near the top of that league, I think, because having got 2-1 ahead, we just couldn't kill the game off. Leeds continue to do what they do well, come down the wings, and, well, the rest was history. Both of the goals, if I'm remembering rightly, came in from crosses into the penalty area from near the byline, back across the face of goal and slammed in. So, unfortunately, we're up against a decent side today. Now, I think it was Harry on the radio show, like the Real Mill Fan Show. Tune in each Friday night, incidentally. Don't accept any substitutes on that front, dear listeners. Tune into our show. It's the real deal. And also, it's got some integrity in that it's not pandering to the whims of a radio station like TalkSport, like LoveSport. Who would put the boot into our club as soon as look at us? That's why we abandon it. Others have got to make their own decisions, and I will say no more than that. But tune into our show each Friday. I've forgotten why I've mentioned all of that now. I think we do have the tools. The basic question is, do we have the tools to keep up in this league? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Emphatically, yes, we do. We played very, very well today. That was the point I was going to make. Harry described it as a free hit at Leeds because no one really went to today's match with any expectations of a victory. I think after last week's performance against Brighton, I went there with more hope than I probably dared allow myself. And having got ourselves twice into the lead, we really did and should have taken more out of the game than zero. But we played very well against the third-ranked team. I don't know what the league table is as I'm driving, so I'm guessing that they may be second, they may be third. I don't know, but they're certainly near the top of the table. And they looked the part at times today. I don't buy all this Bielsa, you know, the mystique of Marcelo Bielsa, but certainly they worked the ball well and they wore us down, to be absolutely honest. So there we are. Do we have the tools to do it? Yes, we do have the tools to do it. We need to reproduce our best performances that we saw the other week against Brighton. And in phases today against Leeds.
Achtung, Mehlball.
So there we are, dear listeners. Yet another unlucky defeat. How many times have we said that this season? Another winning position thrown away. Hey ho! We keep our chins up. There is enough in this side, I still believe, to keep us in the Championship. That's got to be our number one focus. 8 games to go now. Next week is at home to West Bromwich Albion. Another tough game. We've got to bring our A game. If we bring the A game we had today, and if we can struggle through our current loss of Shane Ferguson. He was missed today, in my opinion, on the wing, certainly defensively at times late in the second half. If we can struggle through this and get the goals, we trade chances today, if we take those chances, who knows? Survival is in the offing. There we are. That's the Millwall news this week, as I'm driving back now along the A14 in the dark after a long away day trip that finished in disappointment. Arrivederci, Millwall.
Oh, ho, Bermondsey, that's home to me. I'm longing for a moment when I shall see the happy, laughing, razor-slashed faces of the people I love.
You've been listening to Achtun Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
And now I miss the smell of the gasworks and the people I love. I've so many childhood memories of that quaint old-fashioned town. There was a quaint old-fashioned schoolhouse till the school kids burned it down. I'm off to Bermondsey. They love a fight.